The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him, because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of God has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, first let me go first and bury my father." Jesus answered, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him Jesus said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Our readings today could not be more appropriate for this Sunday when we think about a transition of leadership for us. As you probably all know, Father Bob has been a priest now for a little more than 50 years, probably longer than most of us alive in the church today, because no one could be over 50, right? And we celebrate his ministry a good portion of those 50 years here as our pastor. And his giving up the role as pastor for us to move into a kind of retirement while still living here on the campus, which is so nice, huh? So he can pick his brain when you need something or tease him or whatever you want to do, right? And our readings today invite us to be aware of transition of leadership. The first reading is a very important conversation between Elijah, the great prophet of the Hebrew tradition, and getting ready for Elisha to take his place. And he doesn't say to Elisha, no, don't go home and say goodbye. Do whatever you need to do, and then come follow me, and you'll be ready. Because he was aware that when we have things on our agenda that we don't complete, it distracts us from our intentionality and purpose, doesn't it? Good morning. How many times have you been distracted while driving and wonder how you got from one place to the other, right? Hello. It's a normal thing to have distractions. And so Elijah is imparting to Elisha, his successor, clear out what you need to do. So it's interesting what Elisha does. He basically destroys the tools of his trade, because he was a farmer and cared for cattle. And so he destroys the plow. Now you and I would say, that's kind of stupid. Let someone else use that plow, right? It worked well. Pass it on. But there's something that is happening in Elisha. For him to leave what he's done most of his life means he has to destroy it, in a sense. And also slaughter the cattle. I'm vegetarian, so it wouldn't work for me. But he had to slaughter the cattle to throw a party, to say goodbye to those he's worked with and journeyed with. Very interesting. But there is sometimes in our history, from one place to another, we have to clean out, right? We have to clean out our house, our desk, whatever we have collected, so that we can move forward. Well, we hope Father Bob doesn't clean out what he did, right? Because the sanctuary was redone during his service as pastor, and the roof has been repaired, and we have air conditioning, you know? So we don't want him to destroy what he started, right? Because they're ours, praise the Lord, huh? But you think about cleaning out. How do we prepare for this moment? And the gospel talks about something also very, very important, as well as the second reading. When we prepare for the transition, we have to be ready to impart what we've been given. So, in the gospel story, we see those who want to follow Jesus, they one has to bury him. And Jesus says, well, let the bed bury the dead. Very important. People into this transition. And the transition requires a certain intentionality. What are you going to pass on as you go into the transition? So I think maybe the invitation for all of us might be today, among many things in our scriptures, as we think about Father Bob in transition and us as we get ready for a new administrator, what that's going to look like, how are we going to engage this new pastoral leader in our work and the life of our parish? What do you want to impart to those you love? What is so special and sacred to you that you want to pass on to your family or neighbor or someone in this community that you know is something you have given? Maybe you've been given first, right? And you know you want to. May that be a part of our reflection today. And as we think about the new administrator and hope one day pastor, think about what do you want him to know about you as a member of this parish? More importantly, think right now about your family, your neighbors, your friends. What do you want them to know? What do you want to imbue them with as we continue out God's call? Is that simple enough? Good morning. Hello. Amen. Thank you.